Welcome to your Weekend Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez. With me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. And Lorena, it is Mother's Day weekend.
It's a busy weekend.
And, you know, it's also Cinco de Mayo weekend, which brings on an annual tradition in Mesilla.
Yes. So if you've never been to Mesilla for Cinco de Mayo, it is a really great way to experience it. This is a family-friendly event. The man, I believe, who put this on, his whole intention was for families to be able to enjoy this. Sometimes you don't always think of Cinco de Mayo as like a family kind of event because there's a lot of drinking typically. But this is definitely something you want to take your family to. They have delicious food. They always have live dance performances.
Baile folclórico.
Yes, baile folclórico, mariachi music, other kinds of live music. They always have stuff for the children. The shops are open. Like I said, good food.
So. You know, and it seems we always go to good food here. But, you know, again, it's an annual tradition.
Yes.
And it comes the Saturday right after Cinco de Mayo or before Cinco de Mayo. And this year, it's this coming Saturday in the plaza in Mesilla.
And it's Saturday and Sunday, and it is free.
It is free. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is Mother's Day weekend, and there's lots to do. But what caught my attention is a cup of tea with mom for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. In a very unique location.
Yes. So Fort Selden puts this on every year for Mother's Day. I've never been. I really wanted to go, though, to this. So you can basically go to Fort Selden. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And it's in Radium Springs if you've never been out there. It's free to all New Mexico residents and their mothers. So what you get to do is you get to enjoy a variety of teas, kind of like a like a little tea party.
With yeah, tea time.
Tea time with some goodies. And the women who are serving you dress up in kind of period dress. And you got the men helping out in the back. And free corsage to the mothers that attend. I would just give them a call, let them know that you're coming, or see if you need to make any arrangements other than that. But it is an event that comes around once a year that is pretty unique for Mother's Day.
And this is in Fort Selden. Mm-hmm. Historic site. And the night markets are back this summer.
Yes. Yeah, so this got a huge response when they started it. They've extended it. So it's going to be running once a month from May through October. It starts next Wednesday, downtown Main Street. So typically where the farmers market usually is on Saturdays, but it's going to be Wednesday evening from 5 to 9. And the really nice aspect about this is you have a lot of vendors. But because it is a night market, because it's in conjunction with Project Main Street, they also add more live entertainment to the event to make it more of an event. So
last year they had Lucha Libre, which was fantastic.
Yes.
I had a good time going to
and
that.
And then they usually have fire dancers, too, that come around or some live music that plays. So it's a nice way to experience the farmer's market in a different kind of setting, in a different kind of way, and especially in the summer when the evenings are a little cooler. And you can go out and enjoy it.
And we're added a new segment to our Weekend Pulse segment. It's called Food for Your Impulse.
All right.
And, you know, featuring the reviews of some of the restaurants that you feature in the Pulse. And this week, it's La Torta Feliz.
Yes. So this is a food truck. It's regularly on Solano. And you can also find it weekends at the flea market, Big Daddy's Flea Market up on Highway 70. So they have very affordable, I'd call it Southern New Mexico comfort food, because it's Southern New Mexico. And then you also got street tacos that they serve a variety of different kinds of meats and fillings, gorditas, enchiladas, like everything you could want. Plates are really affordable. They're like around $5, just depending on what you want. You can get a burrito. You can get just a good variety of food, very affordable. Our reviewer tried the street tacos, the barbacoa, I think. And then she also tried the gorditas, which looked really, really good.
Okay, so that's La Torta Feliz, located on Saturday and Sunday at Big Daddy's Flea Market and on Solano during the week.
On Solano during the week.
Well, Lorena, thank you very much for coming in for your Weekend Pulse, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, thank you.